Once you've been beautiful, being made ugly can burn a hole in your soul. I should know. Been there. Had that done to me. Which is why I'm a freak who looks like a femme phantom of the opera. This all started at the Urban U, where I excelled as an A-plus student during the day and a piece of scum drug dealer at night. AM, it was history, lit, and chem. Me raising my hand when called upon. PM, it was whack, crack, or smack. Whatever was wanted, I delivered. I was no starry-eyed teenager. I'd wasted a few years after high school sinning and come to the college in my 20s. They'd cut me a break by letting me in, and my thanks was to push poison to those there for an education. With me around, students got an education, all right. Just not exactly the type they'd expected. My chem professor was a very large Italian named Dr. Richard Vincenzo Buccheroni. He didn't really look like a prof. He was big and dark, and with his brushed-back Guido hair and snazzy sharkskin suit, he looked like a mafioso doing community service. I used his class to learn about the nature of the elements, and his lab to cook up white powder when no one was around. It was easy to do. Buccheroni trusted me. He had a rep for helping those on the edge. Little did he know that his well-meant Dutch uncle advice went in one greedy ear and out the other. What I wanted from him was an A for knowing the periodic table like the back of my hand, and his Bunsens for keeping the fuck-ups in La La Land. I cared zip what happened when they were hooked. All they were to me was greenbacks. I drained them like I was Dracula's daughter and moved on to the next doper. I was my own French connection. The easy touches came from all classes and all races and all ethnic groups. This was the Urban U, where diversity ruled. The well-to-do saved a buck or three by sending Junior or Janet to the bargain basement Urban U, rather than to an overpriced fancy schmancy school where they'd skip classes and get stoned in the village. Blacks, Hispanics, Jews, Arabs, Hindus, Russians, Greeks, geeks, freaks, straight arrows, bright eyes, bird brains, babes, and bodybuilders, you name it, the Urban U had it. The middle class came for a cheapo education while the underclass was the first in the family to take a shot at higher ed. And waiting for them was me, Candy Dyer, pusher par excellence, ready to scramble what there was of their brains. I also happened to be a knockout. Not bragging, just a fact. I'd been turned on to sex at an early age, and now I used it to get what I wanted, which was a larger and larger share of the drug business. I had two partners, two slime balls, one fat, one skinny, who gave me a piece of the action in exchange for a piece of me. I didn't care. I fucked with my body and not with my mind. They got what they wanted, which was to bang a hot young blonde, and I got a line on their distribution chain. We cooked our own crush and used student junkies to get it mainlined into the young and the stupid. The money rolled in, with our only worry a gang called the Latin Monarchs, who wanted in on the action. Keeping our share meant we all had to carry, which I did, even in class. The stairways at the Urban U reeked of Lebanese blonde, and it was there where class breaks took on a whole new meaning. The professors? Their minds were elsewhere, in what passed for the ivory tower at this concrete college. All except for Buccheroni. He knew what was what. And as he started to snoop, he came closer and closer to learning who was who, which was namely me. The three of us, me and my two horrible, horny partners, gave the professor some thought. Actually, they weren't the thinking kind, but I was, and I used my school skills to analyze the situation, which came down to how to kill a kind-hearted professor. No problema. Back then, I would have offed Mr. Chips.